Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got fellow Texan with me in studio, Kevin Smith, who works over here at the office. I just drug him in here during the break. He was talking about how normally if you shoot a bird at 30, 40 yards away, that's the limit of these shotguns. And it'll barely knock them out of the air, and they'll just be injured when you get there, so you break their neck. And when you get the breast meat out to throw it in the bag that's in your backpack that's got the wine or the seasoning in it, you start marinating them right there in the field, folks. You have some water with you, rip the breast out, throw it in there. When you get back, cook it on the grill. It's absolutely luscious. Actually, I'm getting hungry for some quail right now. And Paul Watson's joining us this hour. If you don't know, he had a heart attack because Cheney shot him in the heart. Now, let me tell you something. With a 28-gauge, it is a total pea shooter. To get bird shot into the heart, you'd have to be at least maximum 20 feet away, and it still wouldn't go into the heart. This is the biggest bunch of bull I've ever heard in my life. But for a public that's gone from being the most armed, most gun-savvy in the world to the one of the dumbest, I don't know, you know, for, I don't mean you, the audience. I mean middle America, general public, knows nothing about guns. I wanted to get a comment from Kevin on this. Kevin?
Yeah, Alex, that was always the toughest thing for me to go bird hunting. I mean, I really love the ritual of going out and with your friends, but the thing was, when you shot one, it's in any distance at all, there was a strong chance, basically, you were just knocking it out of the air with the force of the pellets, and when you got there, the thing was flopping, and you're going to have to do a big gut check and break the thing's neck, and that was always the hardest thing for me. And you can almost squeeze out a lot of those pellets like they were pimples. I mean, they're just not that deeply penetrated on most shots, and this is light bird shot.
And hunters know this, police know this, who are listening. And again, unfortunately, gun owners or people that don't hunt don't know this. This is a total lie, okay? To penetrate the heart with birdshot, he had to be very close. I think Cheney dropped the gun or something. We're being lied to on this. And hey, if this can bring them down, a lot of times, you know, these crooks go down for small reasons. Or sometimes somebody falling off their horse in history stops a war happening. I mean, this, you know, we shouldn't look at this as a bad thing. This may be, you know, God giving us a reprieve or something if one of their main minions gets in trouble. Or, you know, they say they're above the law. Maybe he's allowed to shoot people and then lie about it and keep the cops at bay. Paul Watson, comments.
Well, yeah, I mean, the justification for not allowing the police to talk to him, if it's the Secret Service's detail to protect the president and the vice president against threats on their livelihood, is that the local police there were a threat to Cheney's livelihood. So in not allowing them to talk to him, they're declaring that Cheney is above the law, as Bush has pronounced himself and Gonzalez has pronounced Bush to be. So even if this follows through and it leads to manslaughter, then if they invoke the, you know, above the law privilege, then what kind of questions will that raise?
Yeah, if this is on purpose, they may just say we're above the law, and as I said, start barbecuing small children on the White House lawn. Kevin, when you just heard this a few minutes ago at the end of the last hour that he shot the guy in the heart, I mean, what did you first think?
Well, I just know it was cool down there. These guys are wearing orange reflective vests. They're probably wearing down jackets underneath that. And just knowing the penetrating possibilities of light birdshot from any distance away, it just didn't make any sense. And if you see that picture of this of Whittington in the local paper, he's this big attorney, and over his shoulder out the window is the Frost Bank Devil Tower right behind him. He actually owns the property where Co-op Radio burned a week or so back. And I don't know, you know, this guy is supposedly an old hardline Republican contributor. Maybe he's another one of the Republican conservatives that's had enough of this stuff. Who knows?
I don't agree with that. They're not going to kill somebody this way. I mean, they're not going to
pull.
They're not going to have Cheney go out and blast him. Anything else you want to add when we get back, Kevin, or are you done?
I think I'm done,
Alex. Just I smell a rat. Something stinks, and maybe he dropped the gun. Accident. Who knows? But
maybe he's got birdshot we're not aware of. Maybe it's like kryptonite.
Maybe it's DU. Maybe he's brought it home. He's using DU to hunt dove. Who knows?
All right.
Well.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Paul Watson. We'll talk to you more when we get back. A lot of other key subjects and issues and news we haven't covered, and your calls. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We've got about 51 minutes left in this worldwide broadcast today. Second segment of the third hour. Thank you for riding along with us, riding shotgun, but that brings up a bad connotation. Hunter shot by Cheney has heart attack. Then they spin it in the AP article, because it's all press releases from Dick Cheney, and say that he was shot in the heart. And then you read it here, it says that the doctors that are there treating him are White House doctors, Cheney's White House doctors, and the Secret Service is all bivouacked and won't let anybody in to see him. And I said this yesterday, there's no telling what the truth is, how bad this guy's really hurt, because we're dealing with congenital liars. They wouldn't let the police, do you understand? The police, the state police, weren't allowed in when they heard this was going on. The sheriff wasn't allowed in himself. Of course, the sheriff could have just shoved those federal twits aside. And they're in there saying, because of national security and Cheney's safety. Again, the sheriff, see, he's evil. He could be Al-Qaeda. He could be planning something. And no, they're covering up the fact. And there wouldn't have been a crime here. You know, Cheney's an idiot, and it looks like probably dropped his shotgun. It's impossible that at 30 yards he shoots him with a 28 gauge. A 12 gauge wouldn't do it. With bird shot in it, they're saying they were hunting with number 8 shot. We now know the number. And it shoots through the vest, through the flesh, through the muscle, through in between the ribs, however, into the heart, penetrating the heart. Folks, we just talked about it in the last segment. So many times I've shot quail and dove at 20, 30 yards away. That's the limit. And it just knocks them out of the air, it clips a wing, or it goes into their breast tissue, and the bird is alive hopping around. The dog grabs it, or if you're not hunting with dogs, you go grab it and you snap its neck and you rip its breast meat out and you throw it into the bag. I'm telling you how to get a good meal. You just throw it into the bag that's in your backpack. Somebody's carrying a backpack, and you put the breast in with the barbecue sauce or the wine or whatever it is you're marinating it, and when you get back a few hours later, it's ready to go on the grill. I'm actually starting to salivate. I haven't really eaten enough today. Excuse me. Very delicious, but really, fresh quail is so dove, really good. Done that way. Okay, excuse me. I'm really getting hungry now. But side issue, it's been a while since I went hunting. I love hunting, folks. I never have time to do it. I've given that up for just fighting the New World Order. But side issue, I'm doing one of my babbling digressions here. They're saying at 30 yards away, he shoots Whittington. But then I saw the pattern from the Texas Parks and Wildlife report, and he shot him in the side of the face down across the chest. It's about a foot and a half, 2 foot pattern. And that's indicative of about 20 feet. Or less, especially with one of these smaller shotguns. And voila, it's penetrated the heart. Again, at 30 yards, it doesn't penetrate more than about a millimeter on a dove or a quail, a little bitty bird. A bird about three times the size of your parakeet. This is ridiculous. And anyone that's done any bird hunting knows this. So they're lying, period. It'd be like if cops went to a crime scene and claimed that someone had been killed with a hatchet, and there was no hatchet, but the person had bullet holes in them. It's just 101, we're being lied to. Cheney wouldn't let the police in for 22 hours, didn't tell the public, nothing. Above the law. So now we don't know what really happened. We just know they're lying and that this individual was closer than we think. We know Dick Cheney blows up and throws fits. Was the guy arguing with him? Did Dick Cheney, what I think is most likely, drop the gun? Was it leaned up against a tree? Did it fall over? That's what it sounds like, and he's 10, 15 feet away. That's what this sounds. I mean, you need to really be 10, 15 feet away for birdshot to go in that deep. Maximum 20 feet. And that's at the outside. And if the guy was wearing a heavy vest, which the news is saying he was, this is baloney. This is not true. Okay, now I'm ranting. Harry Whittington is in the hospital, and he went into intensive care, and he's got a pellet or pellets in his heart and has White House surgeons, these military surgeons, top surgeons working on him right now. So it's just, I don't know what to say. They had to catheterize his heart, the guy, and then they're calling it a mild heart attack. More baloney. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, thanks for holding during my ranting. I mean, is this getting ridiculous or what?
It is, yeah. There's no doubt that they are lying. But, I mean, my point is, are they deliberately lying, you know, in the face of other news stories about the Pentagon having finalized the plans for striking Iran? Is it a distraction?
You think Cheney would fall on his sword this big just to keep the agenda going?
I don't know, Alex, because I've been tracking the news for, you know, 5-6 years, and when I see a distraction, it normally comes to pass that it is a distraction. And when you've got every single left-wing website, including the Ford Foundation-controlled ones, having this top of their website every day in and out, then it's, I don't know, I smell a rat. No doubt they're lying about it, but, you know, is it like controlled release? With all the other stuff that's
you can't put anything past them, but I think this could sink them. I mean, I think this is something that is palatable, that people can understand. Not the shooting the guy. I mean, if he dropped the gun and shot him, he should have just gone clean with it. No, he thought he could lie and control it. That's what I'm seeing through all this. We don't know, though. We just know they're lying. Another example, and telling the local police and the state police, hey, you ain't coming near here, national security. I mean, cops, you're now Al-Qaeda, too?
Well, yeah, that was the main issue to arise out of it for me. Cheney's protection as being above the law. Any high official that engages in even suspected criminality is beyond reproach. So that's what Cheney's invoked in this instance.
Well, to explain how delicate these birds are, and I'm not trying to get graphic to, you know, gross people out who just like to go buy their meat at the store, But these birds are so delicate that you just, with your hands, with almost no force, all they are is a flying breast. It's really good meat, dark meat, and you just pull their wings off and reach in and pull the breast out and throw the guts and the carcass on the ground. Or let your dog, you know, eat part of it, but they'll get a stomach ache if you give them too many. But, I mean, that's, and you don't want to really feed a dog and they start getting a taste for it, but side issue. It's just so ridiculous. This is not how it works. Understand, folks, at 30 yards, the pellets bounce off the birds. I knew it was a lie the first time I heard it. 30 yards away, and now it shot him in the heart, and they lied for days and said he was just fine. They knew day one. They knew within an hour. They knew when they gave the guy an x-ray where the pellets were. I had a dog one time when I was living in the country, got loose and ran off and made somebody mad on their property chasing their sheep. And my dog came home bleeding. I took him to the vet, and the dog's still alive. And he had bird shot in him. So, I mean, I've looked on an x-ray. I've seen it. And I've worked for a large animal vet and a small animal vet, so I've seen it before. It just isn't true. Well, I think I've spent enough time on that. We're going to go to some calls. Paul, let's take some calls right now, and then what are some of the other news items that you mentioned last hour that we're going to cover this hour?
Cynthia McKinney's comments, the Muslim riots, and the Newspeak relation to the NSA spying story.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been hunting with my dad since I was like 12 years old, from the Midwest, and we'd shoot quail also. My dad would have me go out, you know, and grab the birds, because like you were saying, it just basically knocks them out of the air and would snap their necks. So I totally agree with you that they're lying. I mean, maybe Cheney did drop the gun or something, but it just goes to show that they're all just a bunch of liars up there, and it's just completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to know what type of shotgun shoots into somebody's heart from 30 yards away.
Yeah, I mean, this is just ridiculous. I think it's just trying to throw a smokescreen in front of us all to take our eyes off the bigger picture of what's going on, like the problems with China or Korea trying to get us into a nuclear war with Iran. I mean, people just need to kind of, you know, wake up and understand that this government's trying to lead us into destruction, and we not only have the right, but we have a duty to rebel against a system that wants to enslave and destroy all of us.
I agree with you, Paul.
Well, yeah, there's also an Associated Press story which came out 8 minutes ago, according to what I've just seen, and it outlines the fact that the White House's PR strategy with this incident is to play into the Daily Show line, whereby they make jokes about it, which is what Dick Cheney's, the only real comments that Dick Cheney's made are jokes about the incident. So they're trying to pass it off as a joke and, you know, just clarify it as a mishap. So that strategy probably
seems... Well, it sounds like a mishap, but I don't care. The point is they lied about it and they kept the police out of the investigation. They're a bunch of crooks.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, with this, they're obviously trying to minimize it, which is obviously what they do by, you know, calling it a joke and making jokes about it.
Yeah, well, it's not a joke for the guy fighting for his life with birdshot in his heart.
Well, exactly, and he's the only guy that's going to speak out and say what really happened, so...
But we never get to hear from him.
Well, no, and if people say he's an establishment guy, and obviously there were these Swiss ambassadors there as well and other establishment bigwigs that have been made to shut up. But he's the only guy that would speak out and say what really happened. So it remains to be seen if he has the opportunity to do that.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. We'll come back and talk to Jason, Patrick, Jeffrey, and Mike. That'll be it for calls, those four, because we got a lot of news to cover. Cynthia McKinney dropped big bombshells on us last week, and we've codified it into one article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Be sure and check it out. And we'll also get into all the Iran war news coming out. The British National ID card, they've beat it 7-8 times, but this time they ran that sucker through yesterday. We'll cover that as well. Stay with us.
you don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The press is reporting that it was a really tiny load. I guess shotgun loads go up to about 10. I've always hunted with something like a 6 or a 5. But small-sized birdshot, such as 5 tungsten matrix load, is a poor choice for deployment with a tactical shotgun. This is a SWAT team website. News information. Wounds inflicted from birdshot tend to be gruesome yet shallow, as they lack the penetration required to reach vital, cardiovascular, or central nervous system structures. And that is gelatin testing, Kent Tungsten Matrix 5 birdshot. Statistics, range 3 yards. Did you hear that? Shotgun, 18-inch, barreled Remington 870 Marine Magnum. round 12 gauge, 2 3/4 Kent tungsten matrix 5 birdshot, and it goes into what it does. So at just a couple feet, it doesn't even do anything. Understand, folks, birdshot up close, that's what I've said. If you got a family and you're living in a small house and there's thin walls, 6-7 birdshot, I mean, you're going to have to, like, punch them with it. And, then, boy, it will kill them, too. You're a couple feet away from somebody, or maybe 5, 6, 7 feet away from them, it'll blow a gruesome hole through one end and out the other because of the mass and the speed of the pellets. But they slow down really fast. Within 10, 15 feet, they lost almost all their speed, and then they slow down to almost nothing because their mass is so small. And, again, birds at 30 yards away, I mean, you're most of the time, it isn't even going to penetrate a little birdie. And they're saying that this is what happened, and it went into his heart. Mm-hmm, sure. Just more lies. Watson, what do you think of those numbers?
Well, again, I live in a country where we're not even allowed to own knives.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to go to calls, but before we forget, cover that, because now they're announcing that they're going to decide if you're allowed to have a knife or not, and everybody's got to turn their knives in.
Yeah, it's a PR campaign launched by the British government, and for weeks and months before they even announced this, they had police walking up to middle-aged white women on the street, asking them if they're concerned about knife crime, and it was basically a method of entrapment to try and self-implicate these people in, you know, owning knives or carrying knives. And so they've launched this PR campaign for people to hand in their knives. They've created amnesty zones at all the police stations in the country where the criminals can hand in their knives, the criminals who are quite prepared to break into your home and rip you to shreds with said knives. But we're led to believe that the same criminals will relent in the face of a PR campaign and happily turn in their knives.
Basically, you can't own a knife in a prison. England is now a giant prison, and they're going ahead to ban the knives.
Yeah, and at the same time, we're fed this line of reasonable force, whereby if somebody breaks into your house, you can try and apprehend them, but if you use anything more than reasonable force, reasonable resistance, then you're committing a criminal offense. And we've had famous examples whereby George Harrison, who was getting stabbed by an intruder, George Harrison, the former Beatles member, was getting stabbed by an intruder who broke into his house, and he was almost charged with manslaughter because the guy died as he was defending him from attacking him and his wife. So we've got them telling...
Well, I see cases all the time where the husband comes home, his wife's being beaten and raped, and he stabs the guy 5 times, and the cops indict him, saying, well, you should have only stabbed him enough to get him off your wife. Hey, to juice up enough to stab somebody, folks, you're not going to stop. I mean, you know, you don't just like, oh, yeah, I'll stab you once. You've got to, like, get in there if you're going to gut up enough to stab somebody. It ain't easy.
Well, yeah, and the same thing with the same token. I mean, this news story came out at the same time where we heard that people in southern England were being told by police not to call them if shoplifters stole goods worth under £75, which is about $175.
I thought it was £85. Well, it's pointless. Yeah, they're saying you can get in trouble if you call us for shoplifting that's, you know, less than $150, basically.
Yeah. And then we had stories a couple of years ago where people break down in their cars and these hooligans set upon them and start smashing the windscreens, trying to get into the car to harm the people in the car. And
well, when I was in England, you'd see obvious, like, criminal types running by, and the cops would ignore them, but then they'd see us dressed nice going around interviewing people and run over. What are you doing with cameras? Well, what are you doing
exactly.
with cameras?
And I live now in a middle-class area. The police run checkpoints where they find middle-class people for speeding. I used to live in a lower-class area where people would joyride around the estate 24 hours a day and there were no police in sight. But they could make money out of the middle-class people by having speeding cameras and charging them.
By the way, half the time I'd talk to you, you'd go, well, they're burning a car out back of my house. Well, they're trying to break in right now, but the cops won't help. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, take a few final calls, get into a bunch of other news issues and items here. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Texas. A lot of calls from Texas. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. God bless you for all you do. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say, Alex, I know I'm glad you have Mr. Watson on there, too, as well. I know you don't like to, or you deflect compliments a lot of the times. You don't want to bring the attention to yourself. But I just want to say thanks for what you do, because for people like you and Paul out there giving us the information, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't know half of what we do. But most of all, what I want to thank you guys for, and I think Paul has this ability also, is showing us the matrix. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, you know, saying that it's corrupt, and we can see that. But there's so many, I think that for every move that this corrupt system makes, they also have the double think that they can fool just as many people, because it's, you know, like you've been covering for almost the past year now, some of this stuff is getting so obvious and so ridiculous that you just wonder what's behind it, and then you see people run into Democrats or, you know, whatever other little fake move that they're going to make, and they just jump out of the...
Oh, I agree. They're setting it up for the Democrats to come in with all these new powers and do whatever they want, and the Democrats will see them as the saviors and back whatever they do.
And I think it's really important, and I appreciate you doing that. And the other thing I wanted to say, for the people who are listening out there, you know, who maybe haven't done anything with this information yet, and I'm not saying there's only one Alex Jones and one, we're all unique. You know, God's created us all unique, but if you're married, you definitely need to sit down with your wife and your family and make this a priority. I mean, that's what I've done, because if you're listening and you're afraid and your wife thinks you're kooky, that's a normal reaction, because this information is crazy. I thought you were crazy when I first heard you speak, because it's so off the wall that you think, well, the guy must be crazy. But you have a responsibility once you find out it's not crazy. Even if your wife, this is the nature of women, if they think that you're kooky now, if it all go, you know, if things start to go down and spiral out of control, they're going to look to you as a husband to do something.
Yeah, they're going
to
listen
later.
They're
not prepared. They're going to listen later, but you need to educate them now, because you need to let them know that this is an emergency. And if your wife's the only one that you would need to do that with, there's some people, it's like the gospel. If they want to hear, it's fine. If they don't want to hear, move on. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who are intimidated by the information. Before I hang up, Alex, I just wanted to ask you, I had heard your comment about the sheriff who, you know, they told the sheriff not even to come in, and it reminded me of a point. One, the question I had, and I'll listen off air, was I heard that Sheriff Henry Lee in New Orleans had died of a heart attack after that whole incident with where he said he would have the FEMA guards arrested. And I wanted to know what your comments, first of all, do you know that that's true, and what were your comments on that? And God bless you and Paul, and thanks for taking my call.
You know, I miss that. I miss a lot of things. So we can do a search on it, maybe while another caller's talking, Paul can. Did the New Orleans sheriff of that parish die right after? I know he said he'd have him arrested, and I knew that all that happened. Of course, stress like that will make you have a heart attack. I don't want to say it was foul play if he did die, but I'm not aware of that. But as for people trying to resist the information because it's scary. Still, folks, the information is true, and so it doesn't go away when you deny it. And so I've used the analogy of walking through a dark field without a flashlight, and the field's got big pits in it with spikes at the bottom, and you come over and tell somebody, hey, you better not walk in that field without a flashlight. And the person says, no, I just deny that there are pits with spikes in the bottom. I'm just going to tell you to shut up. And then you're at the bottom of a pit with a spike sticking through your belly. I mean, folks, believe me, we've seen the pits. We've been to them. We document them. The pits are real. They're there. You're stumbling around in the dark. You need to really get up to speed, Paul.
Well, yeah, and you make the analogy of the, you know, the football analogy, whereby if you don't go in full throttle, then you're more likely to get injured. Take Cynthia McKinney as an example. She came out early 2002 and kind of watered down the 9/11 stuff by saying that they may have had prior knowledge. Now, when you say that they stood down on 9/11, she says yes, she agrees, and now she's directly exposing DynCorp US government-sponsored sex slave rings. They ignore her and they leave her alone, and now she's been re-elected. So if you go in you know, timidly, then they will try and attack you and expose you. But if you go in full throttle, then all they can do is try and ignore you. And then you win, as the Gandhi quote goes.
Yeah, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Missouri. Jeffrey, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones and your guests?
Good.
Good, me too. I'm recovering from operation, but that's okay. Hey, I have a few things about Cheney and the military, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I think Cheney was an anger issue, and I believe alcohol is involved because they wouldn't let the local law enforcement in there, and there's no independent reporting.
Well, we have to know it's suspicious. We know they lied. We know he wasn't 30 yards or even 30 feet away, and we're now getting the actual SWAT team, you know, police handbook numbers here. It's even worse than I was saying. This stuff won't penetrate anything at 30, at even 30 feet. I mean, and that's even, it was number 5 shot, which we were, the report is they were using an even smaller BB load, and they wouldn't let the police in. They've got their doctors, government doctors in there, Cheney's White House doctors in there, presidential staff doctors, and they lied earlier and said that nothing was serious, but that he was intensive care. Now we know he's had a heart attack because of a BB in the heart. Go ahead.
And the other one I like to bring up is really they had another BRAC, but they didn't tell the American people about it. They didn't tell us about it. In January sometime, the Pentagon decided to get rid of 36 B-52s. They're going to get rid of all the F-117 stealth fighters. Half of the C-21 transports for VIPs out of Washington and all the U-2 spy planes, and also cut down the Air Force by 55,498 people. That's a brag.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's take one final call here. Mike in California. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. Alex, yesterday you got in at the very last of the program a story about the six major ports in America being sold off to the United Arab Emirates for $6 billion. Can you give us any update on that?
Yes, we picked it up in Citizen Watchdog Group, World Tribune, and the Associated Press. And it says here, United Arab Emirates firm to operate six major U.S. ports. This is World Tribune. The Bush administration has approved a deal in which a United Arab Emirates company would operate six major U.S. ports in the United States. A U.S. government panel has determined that the UAE firm, DP World, would not endanger national security. DP World, based in Dubai, has offered $6.8 billion for the purchase of a British firm that operates the ports of Baltimore, Miami, New York, New Jersey, New Orleans, and Philadelphia. Middle East Newsline reported DP World intends to acquire the London-based Pensler and Oriental Steam Navigation and Co. The sale was expected to be approved today. And it goes on, Monday, the P&O directors have withdrawn their recommendation of the offer by PSA, which was announced on January 26, and unanimously recommended that P&O stockholders vote in favor of the revised proposals at the meetings, which are now scheduled to take place February 13th, DP World said in a statement. The company said the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States thoroughly reviewed the potential transaction and concluded that they had no objection. The committee includes representatives from the Departments of Treasury, Defense, Justice, Commerce, State, and Homeland Security. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yeah, what was the first source that you quoted? Citizens, something or other?
Yeah, I just said a Citizens group because I don't remember. It's here in the stack. But they quoted it from the big Arab newspapers, and it's all over the place. If you want it, you can just find. And I know some neocons got on the air and implied that it wasn't a true story and I was making it up. So, you know, as usual, some people are asking me to proof it. So I don't know. Just, you know, it's all in the newspapers. So that's all I can tell you.
Is that a done deal now?
I believe so, yeah. It says the transaction was expected to go through yesterday, and now they're reporting that it went through, but I don't know. I'm just reporting the news here.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and the communist Chinese of the Long Beach port, the only major deep water port in the West Coast, that was just basically given to them. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And it's the same thing with the Panama Canal. I mean, it's just we're going into receivership. A foreign Spanish company owned by Juan Carlos predominantly is going to have all our major roads here in Texas, Paul.
Well, yeah, just to pick up on what the previous caller said, I mean, the mindset of Cheney to say he's got an anger problem is understating because he told a senator to bleep off on the Senate floor in public in view of everybody. Who would do that without, you know, having unparalleled arrogance? He was at the heart of exposing Plame. You know, he made jokes about Katrina when that.
No, it's well known that he throws vicious fits. He's a vicious, vicious person.
Exactly, and he's more protected than Bush by the Secret Service. Bush was in the Ukraine, and he had a grenade thrown at him, and there have been other occasions where Bush has not been nowhere near the level as protected as Cheney.
Listen, the White House press secretary admitted Cheney's running all this. Cheney said, don't tell Bush. Cheney is the president.
Yeah. Cheney visited Philadelphia. You remember that example where the guy was trying to get home, but he was passing through an area where Cheney was visiting, and he was tasered for trying to get home. Also, a guy was wrestled away at Madison Square Garden in the VIP area where Cheney was. So the Secret Service are more eager to protect Cheney than they are Bush, because Cheney's obviously higher up in the rungs of power.
And boy, folks, I'm not going to get into it, but it all fits the MO. He is a brutal person. Very vicious. Oh, my goodness. Paul, let's get into some of the other news items that you mentioned in the last hour. We got about 15 minutes to cover them. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Muslim riot. Early indications showed that it was a provocation. The first cartoons that were handed out that were included in the set that were apparently published originally, but they in fact weren't, were of a more degrading nature, were handed out by this Danish imam and were just bundled in with the cartoons that were actually published. the ones that were published by the Danish newspaper, the Danish newspaper was a top neocon newspaper. It had Bilderberg links. And so then we got the Muslims stirred up over all the images together, even though some of them weren't printed in the newspapers. We have two separate top Russian MPs saying that the Muslim riots were directly orchestrated as a psyop on behalf of the U.S. government to provoke a row between Europe and the Islamic world.
And MPs are members of parliament. What do you think of this new video where, ooh, yeah, beat them up. Yeah, where they're just beating up innocent Iraqi teenagers. I mean, that's really an opportune time to keep the Arabs stirred up.
Well, yeah, it fits into P2OG, but the interesting thing is, whereas in America, the recruiting ads for the military, from what I've seen, are kind of directed to be noble and that you're defending America and it's a noble cause. It's interesting that the ads for joining the Marines and the military in Britain are about kids nearly being drowned by shoving their heads under the water, and it's the pitch is 99.9% need not apply. So, I mean, that in itself causes people of a certain disposition to apply in the first place. And it's another example of the Abu Ghraib torture policy, which was initiated by Rumsfeld and Cheney, just playing out, whereby these actions are authorized by the highest echelons of power, and then whenever they get caught, they burn the lower-level minions, and it all gets put in the back of the newspaper. But we had 3 months ago the example of the British soldiers beating each other up, wrestling naked, kicking each other directly in the head. So it's all basically a tribal initiation to even get in the army in the first place. So then when they do it to Iraqi teenagers, they see it as no big deal because their commanders were doing it to them when they joined the army in the first place. So they don't even see it as a big deal to do that.
There are a lot of other issues that have developed in the last few weeks since you were on. Well, let's get into those, Paul.
Yeah, we've got the NSA spying story, which now has been turned into the terrorist surveillance program. The White House called it that in late January, and immediately the news networks, not just Fox, now the Associated Press, have picked up that term. Terrorist surveillance program. So if, you know, why would you be against listening to Osama bin Laden if he's making a phone call? And it plays directly into what George Orwell described as newspeak, which I got the definition off one of the websites which studied it, to provide a medium of expression for the worldview and mental habits proper to the devotees of Ingsoc, but to make all other modes of thought impossible. So it's about setting new vocabulary terms around issues to change their very definition, even though it's completely anathema to the truth of the initial story, which is that, as you've said, the NSA has been spying on Americans through Echelon for at least two decades, and the Pentagon has directly been spying on domestic peace organizations for the past 5 years.
And in the Patriot Act, Section 213 and 215, it just openly says we have administrative subpoenas that aren't even warrants issued by the very agencies for whole dragnets of just going in houses, businesses, you name it, and searching whatever you want, leaving whatever you want, and if anybody catches you, you order them under national security to never tell anyone or you're charged as a terrorist. Now, there's direct spying without warrants right there.
Yeah, which is interesting because the very fruits of the American Revolution were about how the British had complete search and seizure power.
And then they have the nerve, Gonzalez gets up and says, no, this is what George Washington did. He did electronic surveillance without warrants.
Yeah.
And he also flew in jet airplanes and went to the moon. And
yeah, he did electronic surveillance without electricity. Somehow he must have conjured it up magically. But, I mean, Village Voice did a big piece on it where that's what the Committee of Correspondence idea was about, communicating the fact that the British proclaimed the power to invade any American's home and search their papers and seize anything they like. And that was the, the start of the American Revolution.
Yeah, but George Washington loved it. According to Gonzalez, he doesn't lie, Paul.
No, and Bush is above the law, naturally.
Well, when we get back, I want to just briefly mention this. A Florida man charged in sex slave trade. A man has been arrested on charges he smuggled two Mexican migrants into the United States and sold them as part of a sex slave trade, authorities said. Alicio Escalante Santos, 30, of Fort Myers, was taken into custody Monday at Lee County Justice Center, FBI officials said. And they're all saying how great they are for busting him, which they are. He was there for a court hearing on unrelated charges of battery and resisting an officer with violence, jail records show. And the ages were 20 and 14. He sold them as sex slaves. Now, let's stop right there. Why is it the FBI raiding Dime Corps and Halliburton right now? They openly have lobbyists, Chicago Tribune, lobbying for their sex trade, slave trade. See, I mean, they'll go bust some little maggot. But they won't go after the king worms, the king demons, the king scum. I don't have words for them. Buckets of pus, whatever you want to call them. And believe me, Cheney and all of them are into this, folks. If you only knew, they are pig demons. They are murdering trash.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Already the final segment. Paul Watson's been riding shotgun with us, covering the shotgunning of Bush's vice president's buddy. And we're going to put a report up with the ballistics and show you the facts on pellets and shotguns. Just malarkey is what we're being fed. Paul, I just read this local news 6 story out of Fort Myers, Florida, where they take it real serious, somebody with two sex slaves. Why is Dine Corps and others just allowed to operate publicly and do it and nobody gets in trouble?
Right, exactly. It's not a story. Take Dutroux, the Belgian case, where the victim said that senior judges, politicians, bankers were involved.
And they found a bunch of dead toddlers, folks, and satanic altars and everything. This isn't a joke.
But the fact is, Dutroux himself admitted that he was providing these sex slaves, these children, for the elite. He admitted it in the court case, but it was not investigated because the people investigating it were involved in it.
And what, it was the biggest march ever in history, like 3 million people marched, and the normally passive population was about to burn all the police stations down until they finally put him in prison. They weren't even going to do that. It's like, oh, you're allowed to murder toddlers. That's okay.
Yeah, and then we had a case in Britain, Holly and Jessica Chapman, who were two 8-year-old girls that were murdered, and it turned out that the chief of police investigating the case was involved in paedophile rings again. So the people investigating the crime are the criminals.
Well, who else do you get to remote control planes into buildings? Who else do you get to do this? They're a bunch. It's just they're demons, people. Absolute demons.
Yeah, which is why the paedophile rings always lead back to satanic rings, hand in hand every time in France, Portugal, Australia, and the Australian case involved
Spain, Italy,
the British royal family. Yeah, Chile, Bosnia.
They dug up dead bodies at the royal compound in the Netherlands of kids.
Yeah, this is what they engage in. This is their fetish.
This is mainstream news, folks.
More dead women found at the castle, more dead children found, no big deal.
Look at this article. Expel Tibetans protest Google censorship, so now Google's blocking things like Gulag. Just, you can't learn about those, and Yahoo and everybody else is doing it. It's freedom, Paul.
Well, yeah, and it's all tied into the initial wave, which is to charge per email sent, which is the first step in the regulation of the Internet and the forced migration over to Internet 2, which is completely government-regulated, whereby you need permission to own a website.
It's simple. It's like you've got an existing road, and they shut it down to one lane, then they force you over to the new toll road where it has all the restrictions. That's what they're doing with Internet 2.
Yeah, and Google's corporate motto is don't be evil, and now they're centering in China, and the Chinese model, as it is for most things, is the model to be introduced in America.
Yeah, we got to find some other alternative search engines that are good that don't do this, but it seems like they're all doing it. And, of course, it's already going on to some extent here, too. Paul, in the last minute we've got left, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've added a lot of new features, a lot of new media.
Yeah, we've had Loose Change 2 up there. We've had David Stahl, Michael Badnarik, Dean Haglund, Tex Mars, all in studio interviews. The video of which is up there, all of Alex's films. You'll get Alex's films weeks before their public release. We've got every major audio interview up there. Now it's a almost 2-year library of information which you can access immediately, and it's constantly updated.
15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. And in April, it'll be 2 years we've been operating, thanks to all the members. And that's what funds our webmasters and the bandwidth and all the servers and what we do, always upgrading, giving you the best we can. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com to order documentaries, books, T-shirts, bumper stickers, a bunch of new films we're carrying, new books we're carrying on the online bookstore at Infowars.com. You can order hard copies right there off the secure online safe shopping cart. Paul, we'll talk to you again in a few weeks, and we'll see your work over there at PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Now get out there and take on the new world order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.